Friends, I just want to share a lovely verse of scripture with you this afternoon. It's found in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy. And Moses is speaking to the children of Israel. And he says these words, Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do the works of the law. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children. We are so thankful today that the God of heaven, the creator of all things, has revealed himself. He has revealed himself in all of creation. The Bible says in Psalm 19 that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. Their line is going out throughout the whole earth. God has revealed himself in a wonderful way in creation. We know that there's a God. His fingerprints are over all of his creation. But God has revealed himself in a very special way in scripture. God's word, the Bible, is God's love letter to a fallen world. And in the word of God, God reveals himself to us. He shows us his precepts. He shows us his promises. He reveals to us his personality. He reveals to us his power. And he also gives us precepts whereby he shows us how to live, how he wants us to live in this earth. And of course, the word of God reveals to us God's own dear Son, who reveals the Father to a fallen world. The Bible says concerning the Son of God, in him dwelleth all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And everything that God wants us to know and understand and believe about him is in the Bible. But you know, the Bible says here in this little text of scripture, the secret things belong unto the Lord. There are many things that God has not been pleased to reveal outside of the pages of Holy Scripture, regarding eternity, regarding the kingdom of God and things to come. There are many things that we do not know, many things that we do not understand, many things that are secret. God does not reveal to us why he allows trial all the time. God does not reveal to us why he allows tribulation and trouble in this world. God does not reveal to us why he allows tragedy. Sometimes these things are secret. We cannot understand them. We do not know them. And even if God revealed to us why he allows tragedy, trouble, trial, tribulation, difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering, sickness, death, disease, if God was to reveal those things to us, our little finite minds oftentimes would not be able to understand. His ways are past finding out. His thoughts are higher than ours. Whenever the Son of God, before he went to the cross in John chapter 13, sat with the 12 disciples, took a basin of water and girded himself, and one by one went to wash the feet of the disciples, Peter, so often impulsive, quick to ask the questions that maybe everybody else had in their hearts and vocalize those concerns, Peter said, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? He was expressing the reality that, Lord, I don't know why you're doing this. I don't understand it. But the Lord says, Peter, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter, if I was to explain to you why I'm doing this, you wouldn't be able to understand. You've so much to learn. But Lord, or Peter, by and by you will know. Thou shalt know hereafter. And there are many things that we do not understand, many things that are secret, hidden from us, not revealed to us. But by and by God will reveal his ways and his plans. Whenever we see him face to face, he will explain it all. Thou shalt know hereafter. The secret things belong unto the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. I trust that God will encourage you today. Warren Wiersbe once says, even if we cannot trace God, we can always trust him. I encourage you today, whatever your trouble is, whatever your trial is, whatever your tribulation is, whatever your tragedy is, God has revealed himself in the book. If there are things we don't understand, we have to leave them with him. But God has revealed that his grace is sufficient for us. His strength is made perfect in weakness.